my initial thought is how horrified I am that officers are getting injured. These are, well, apparently human beings attacking police officers, and it's frightening. And my heart goes out to the people that are standing behind the shields trying to enforce law and order. I think the public hopefully will have a better understanding of when the wheel falls off. This is what happens, and it's the police force. You know, I've heard today about, you know, some people seem to think that we've become a service, and I think we have. We need to regain the level of respect that we had some years ago where we were actually a police force. I mentioned some days ago about water cannon, and I know that it's not the answer to everything, but I think you have to have an array of tactics and options to use. I've watched riots in Belgium before. Take a water cannon in, it hurts. You know, it really does hurt. And the use of CS spray for crowd control, I mean, we don't use that term tactic. When you look back at Saturday, I think the police response was very slow, and we needed to be tough from the second it started. They're riots, full stop. I mean, none of the politicians have seemed to have used the word riot because of the cost implications, but, you know, that's what they are. And policing will always try and be resilient with the numbers that we've got. You know, that's what we do. We manage with what we've got, but to take another 20% away will be a massive impact for the police. Any officer that's been injured as a result of these riots, I intend to help every single one of those officers, if required, financially, if they're in dire straits as a result, and they can come to the Blue Lamp Foundation and we'll make some efforts to address their issues.